Welcome to Flagler in Focus, your place to hear stories of people, places, and wonders of Flagler County from coast to country and all the marshland in between. I'm your host, Karen Callahan. Today I have with me my co-host, Samantha Shake. Say hi to everyone, Samantha.
Hi, everyone, Samantha.
So literal. But she'll be helping today. We have an interesting group of guests here. What will we be talking about today, Sam?
We are introducing the people behind the magical event that happens every year here in Palm Coast, the Hall of Terror, which I've had a pleasure of playing a part in back in my younger days. So I'm excited to have them here. Guest, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Driscoll. I'm a lieutenant with the Palm Coast Fire Department. I've been with the Palm Coast Fire Department for about 17 years. And for the past 13 of those 17, I've been in charge of the Hall of Terror event that's in its 25th year.
I'm Patrick Apollonia from Communications and Marketing at City of Palm Coast. Been friends with Dan for 20 years.
Been that long?
I think so, yeah. So I've been helping him in any way I can with this event, and it's fun every year.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. So please tell us about the Hall of Terror. Tell us how it started. What were the origins? Who was involved?
Yeah, Hall of Terror is a unique event because it very much is steeped in the Palm Coast Fire Department. It started with our old chief, who was a captain at the time, Jerry Forte, and he came up with the idea of doing something at his house for families of the fire department that were like working on Halloween. It was a place for them to go. He would set out decorations and have fun little activities for the kids and the family so that no one had to be alone on Halloween. And then my predecessor in the Hall of Terror, Lieutenant Rich Klein, who's now retired and hopefully enjoying it up in Tennessee as a farmer, he took over and kind of developed it into a bigger thing where it kind of outgrew Chief Forte's front lawn and was like, well, why don't we bring it to the actual fire station? And once it was there, they said, why don't we open this up to the public? We think more people would enjoy it. And now, since then, over the past 25 years, it's grown into the largest event that the city puts on. It's the highest attended one. It's only over two nights, which is pretty cool that we see the amount of people we do. And it's only 3 hours a night as well. So in 6 hours, we see close to 5,000 to 6,000 people come through. And it's really been remarkable how much it's grown over the years and how much people really look forward to it. It stands as kind of our only tradition we have in the Palm Coast Fire Department. You know, we're a young department. We've been around for 50 years, but incorporated as Palm Coast, you know, has only been since 98. So it's really one of the few traditions that we have as a fire department.
Nice. So what are some of your favorite themes that you've done over the years?
Ooh, there's been a lot. I get this question a lot, and I always come back to the same answer, is I'm an avid reader, and I've watched a lot of horror movies as well, but my favorite across the board is the Stephen King year. We were able to actually kind of, it was really the first year I feel like we were able to push the envelope of what we were capable of. We assembled a whole car inside of the house, and we had some triggers on that to make like the horn beep and the lights come on to symbolize Christine. And then it was really cool for me, all these stories that I've gotten to read and watch movies of, kind of see that come to life inside the haunted house and really pull it off in a cool way. And there was a lot of family there. It was one of Chief Forte's last years before he stopped helping out with it because he was the chief and he had bigger fish to fry than scaring people in masks. My wife was there and helped out in it. It was really cool. That was definitely one of my favorite years.
Awesome. All right. So since Jason decided to come take a visit and, you know, a nice vacation maybe over at Hammock or whatever in Palm Coast, how did you guys come to decide that that would be this year's theme?
Well, really, I'm going to default to Pat on these because since he got hired by the city and we really started to collaborate more on this, you know, he has just as much a passion as I do. Like, he comes up with these ideas for these videos, and they turn out incredible every time.
Mm-hmm. I think that this year, I mean, really, we were kind of going back and forth. Last year, we had the Slashers, which was kind of a compilation of all of the horror big bads. And I think Jason was really effective last year in that last room.
Right.
And then tie that together with, it's also the 45th anniversary of the original Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, it's the 25th anniversary of Holoterra. It's the 45th anniversary. And let's see. Let's see if we can do an entire house with Jason. And, you know, I think Jason's still, like, you know, despite being a boomer, I guess. he's still relevant in the horror world.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, want to bring him back and have him take over the whole house.
I think a lot of people too. Yeah, I mean, if you're not in the know, there's been 12 movies,
mm-hmm.
which seems like a travesty because it's Friday the 13th. There should be a 13th movie, and any effort that the studios make at getting closer to it. So this is kind of our homage. This is our 13th movie, I guess.
Yes.
You know, he's one of my favorite characters, and I've always wanted a way. I mean, Sam, I think the last time you were part of the show, you played a camper, and I played Jason. I was chasing you around with a chainsaw.
Yes,
you
I
know?
Am a screen
So he's always been near and dear. Yeah, you were a final girl.
Yes.
It's been near and dear to my heart to mm-hmm. want to try to do Jason. And man, we did a lot of brainstorming, but I think we've put together something special for this year.
Nice. I can't wait to see. I'm really excited to go through. Last year was really fun. My friend, she fell out completely, and I'm like, wow, okay, so they're doing it. They're doing it right for her to be that scared. Okay, so clearly it's not just you two running the show. You have a bunch of volunteers, firefighters, community members helping you run the show. Tell us a little bit about them.
But this year has been particularly special. Like even the shirt that I'm wearing, this was donated by a local business, Devoted Tattoo Studio, also has a different studio where they work on their brand. It's called Devoted Brand. And he's a good friend of mine. And he not only donated all the T-shirts because we were in desperate need of some new T-shirts, and doing that on, you know, government budget can be tough sometimes. But he donated all of it. And he actually is the Jason in the promo video that you saw.
And the video is great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So we had a lot of community involvement already, and that was only amplified by hundreds. I'd say 100, but it's been more than 100 since Pat and his team took over.
Well, yeah, we this year we reached out to the schools. We know a lot of kids over the years, you know, they want to get involved. They need volunteer hours. So we contacted the schools, Matanzas and FPC this year, and put the word out there. And the response was really, really tremendous. So we've had literally a few hundred write in, you know, to do some volunteer hours for the 2-day span. So it's been, you know, it's obviously it comes with a lot of, you know, trying to get them acquainted with what they're going to be doing and mm-hmm. things like that. So, I mean, that's a challenge every year, no matter who's volunteering. And then there's a lot of community volunteers that we've had come back from past years, too, that are going to be contributing in either technical or character, you know, scare actor ways. And then obviously Calum, who's our sound guy.
Yeah, Calum's great.
Is awesome. I mean, we're really looking forward to this year. Don't want to give too much away.
Right.
But, you know,
I was just about to ask, what can everybody expect?
I think the biggest thing, and I'm glad you mentioned Calum. I would be remiss to forget him. Calum White, he's incredible. He came to us, I think he might have been 18, 19, just out of high school. And he was trying to start his own DJ business. And I apologize to him for not knowing the name off the top of my head, but he's been with us the past 3 years, and each time he just pushes it a little bit further. He's like, you know, if we could add this and we can add this. So this will actually be the first year we've really upgraded our audio and visual components to the house. So the overall design and look of the house is going to look different than it ever has in the year. And that's in no short, like, gratitude to Calum and what he's been able to accomplish. So I'm looking forward to it. He says, I need a couple days. And I'm like, days? That's new. Usually things go up in hours. And mm-hmm. he's like, I need a couple days. But when it's done,
it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess we can give away. So it'll really focus on the first 8 movies of the franchise. So the
Freddy versus Jason.
No Freddy versus Jason. No Jason X. Sorry.
He won't be in space.
Can't find a way to get to space. That's another year.
But you know, I mean, I guess they're called the Paramount years of the mm-hmm. series. That'll kind of focus on that. So really, you know, 80 to 89. So people can expect, you know, outside the house here in that soundtrack era, that theme, that feel, that Jason from those years. So
Mrs. Voorhees's head on a platter.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes, and she might be alive walking around. You never know.
Come
she
to mommy.
Yeah,
this will be the first year where we've been able to pull off, from the moment you arrived, you'll be enveloped into the story.
Mm.
And it'll go through from the line to interacting with the outside. Even something that Pat and his team were able to add last year that was hugely successful and we're bringing back is food trucks and vendors outside, because we know the lines can get long, so mm-hmm. you might as well have a snack while you wait. The story starts out there and it carries on through the whole house. And that's we've never been able to pull that off before. And now with the amount of help that we have and some of the planning we've been able to do, it's going to be pretty great.
That's exciting. All right, so when is the event?
It is October 30th and 31st, so Thursday and Friday, and it's from 7 to 10 each night. We do, at 6:30 each night, we do a low-sensory walkthrough. So anyone where that would be applicable is welcome to come and join us around 6:30 and queue up early. And we do a low-sensory, not as much smoke, not as much strobe lights, not as intense of scares. So we want as many people as possible to be able to enjoy the show.
That's awesome. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Be patient. The lines can get long, but I promise we move them through as quick as we can. The best compliment I get every year, and I absolutely love it, is this is better than what the theme parks do, and it's free.
Yeah.
And that warms my heart. That's what keeps me coming back another year. My wife can attest to it. Every year I says, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. There's too much stress. And that, I mean, Pat's a big part of getting me to come back each year, because it's having someone to share that passion with.
Mm-hmm.
And then those compliments and the kind words and people saying, I don't care how long I have to wait. I come every year and I love it. So yeah, come check us out. Be patient. Be excited. Get your best scare face on. Scream as loud as you can.
If you dare.
If you dare.
If you dare. That's awesome. Well, it sounds like a fun, immersive experience. So, yeah, we'll have more information on social media. We'll share it. And, guys, thanks for coming over. That was a great interview.
Absolutely. And, Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Not
Thank
you.
And great job, Sam.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That's it for now. Until next time.